Welcome to the Good Vibes Podcast with Clark Impastato and Ryan G.
Uh-oh, okay, here we go. Yeah, continue. My brain's still waking up.
We're figuring it out. It's okay.
Yeah, it'll be a fun little,
we're live,
little episode because we're kind of retarded right now.
We are. We're doing this extra early, ladies and gentlemen of the Vibe Tribe. Anyone watching video, we look pretty sloppy. We're drinking coffee.
Yeah, no great big intro today, gents.
Wait, look at this. I feel like I'm a professional, you know, like those dudes that don't get dressed for meetings.
So, oh, yeah.
Representing top, but look, I'm fully pajama pants.
Oh, nice. Yep. Business up top, party on the bottom.
Yeah, man, I didn't even get dressed for this one.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I wear the typical same thing. In case people wonder, I have about 20 of these brown shirts.
I was going to ask you, dude.
Wear them. People are like, bro, you wear the same shit every day? And I'm like, I got like, you know, a bunch of these things. So I just
figured
these are my pajamas.
Was like, has OCD doing your laundry?
Actually, I do my own laundry because I feel bad. You know what I mean? I just, every Sunday, I have it in my little basket, and it's kind of a weird thing, but I actually enjoy doing laundry. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
like my little reset.
Yes.
My little ritual before. So I just throw it all in the basket all week, and then Sunday, but half of it are these these brown shirts.
I love it. I have one of those. Is that the one with the Velcro on the sleeve?
It is, yeah.
I think
these are like Condor or something. Yeah.
Yes. They're, oh my gosh, they're amazing. And they,
I found a sale on like Midway USA for like 20 of them. And I was a big fan of the old military brown t-shirts. It's just like an everyday shirt.
Yes.
Because I got them for free from the Navy. So I was like, why would I go buy a shirt? I got plenty of brown shit.
Exactly. Those are good to work out in too because they suck up the sweat, man.
They do. They breathe. And I'm not a big fan of the Velcro on the sleeve, but whatever. I mean, I guess it's to put a little cool guy patch or something, but it always gets caught on my wrist as I'm taking it off and it flips the sleeves. And I'm like, motherfucker.
We need a good vibes morale patch. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, dude. The little dude with the
little dude, but like in the green or brown, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Dude, that's not a bad thought. A little good vibes morale
I'll look into
patch.
It.
Dudes
I'll look
can
into
stick
it.
On their little. Dude, if you can fucking stack some bodies overseas wearing a little thumbs up good vibe, dude. Bro, now you're like the duality of life. You're like, hey, buddy, all good. Blah, blah. Gotta go. That would be cool. Send us some overseas. I don't even know if dudes are still overseas. I mean, I'm sure they are.
I don't know, man. I mean, some of the countries we're getting listeners in, they're either rebelling against their country or it's our secret scrolls or dudes. Who knows?
Yeah, I was just kind of scanning as I was waiting to kick this off a little bit. And yeah, there's some, you know, Syria and places like that.
Yeah, there's some right secret on. Stuff going on. Well, like we said last week, Vibe Tribe, we said, I don't want to say inundated, we're appreciative that we've received so many emails, but so these emails warranted a whole episode because some of these questions were just fantastic, or some, maybe they had some thoughts on some of the episodes we've done, or maybe some follow-up. So we just said, hey, we're just going to dedicate this episode to the emails.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Let's jump into it. I got my stack. I feel like an old-school news reporter. I like
that. Anytime a stack makes a noise like that, it's legit.
It's thick. It's solid. It is. But I love it. It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Some of it's just, you know, digging us and digging the podcast, and so I wanted to give those guys a shout out too. But
yes,
as you said, there's some good shit in there. I think it's some good content, so we wanted to address it. And it to me, it just gives this two-way conversation. It's not just us spouting our silliness, you know. It's nice to get some stuff coming in and respond, so we appreciate it. You know, definitely continue to, what's our magic email? It's too early to try to have a Frank the Tank moment.
God.
Oh yeah, the Vibe Tribe at protonmail.com.
Nice.
It's not even that hard to remember.
Nice. And I want to, Clark and I both want to thank everyone that shares the comments on, you know, the Apple Podcast and also YouTube. We see everyone, we read everyone, and we try to respond to everyone. So thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate it. Yeah, and also, absolutely. we got some good orders this week. So again, there's actually some new hats in there. There's some new shirts. So again, all that the 100% goes to support the show. So thank you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty, this one is from Tobias.
Tobias.
Yeah. Hey, Clark and Ryan, just watched the latest episode of the Good Vibes podcast. I really enjoyed it. As always, your guys' honest opinions and advice through your life experiences. Keep up the good work. I hope your podcast will reach many more people. Have an awesome week and best regards, Tobias. By the way, Clark, through your IG, I listened to way more Metallica. That right there, I highlighted that. That made my day. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, you're already in the Good Vibes Club, man, if you're a Metallica dude.
Yeah, you got the VIP pass right there, man. Now you're part of the Metallica family, too? Holy shit.
Oh, my gosh. I wish, see, that, you know, we have the guitar intro. We have different intros. You know, we have the video intro.
Yeah, audio, but then
we have the hard guitar for the audio. I mean, dude, can you imagine if Metallica wrote a riff for,
Yeah. Like, hey, anybody know Hetfield? Hit him up and be like, hey, this podcast needs an intro ref.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. He's not touring right now. I can see you every episode. You'd be like giggling like a little kid.
Oh my god, dude. Oh, if that would ever happen. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I would melt every, I would go full retard at the beginning of every episode. I'd have to take like a couple minutes to snap out of it, you know?
You never go full retard. You got to go more Forrest. Remember, you got to go more Forrest Gump, you know?
True. That's
you know?
True.
Yep.
Very true.
Well, it's thanks, right. Tobias. We appreciate that, man, and keep spreading the word.
Yep. Big thanks.
What's
this
next
one is from Mike.
Mike.
Says, hey, Clark and Ryan, a little while back, I reached out explaining how due to COVID, I was laid off from my career in the entertainment industry. And with your encouragement, I decided to go back to school and pursue a new career as a lineman. All right. Playing with electricity.
Yeah.
Side note. Thank you, Ryan, for all your suggestions while I was in Texas. Sorry I didn't have the opportunity to reach out and grab a beer. My schooling kept me pretty occupied. A few weeks back, I graduated, received my certificate. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Congrats, man. Yeah.
Recently found myself at a low as a result of job denials, and that led to stress about the future for my wife and I. I was turning to booze and trying to suppress thoughts, but shocker, it only made things worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does for sure. I'm out of that state of mind now, but I just wanted to tell you both that your recent episode, Kicking the Balls, was very therapeutic to listen to. It reassured me that even in the most badass and stressful people in life go through hard times, and that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Put my situation into perspective. Thank you both for what you do, and keep the good vibes going. Be excellent to each other and party on.
Cheers, Mike. Man. Mike,
well, that's awesome. We were just kind of talking about that, how it really means a lot to Ryan and I that we have some effect out there. Like there's this ripple effect of, I mean, that's the mission statement of what we do. Good vibes. Yes. We just want to spread happiness and some just experiences from our life and for whatever it's worth. But we constantly get stuff like this, and it's greatly, Mike, we greatly appreciate it. And we're glad that we can drop little nuggets and maybe it makes your day better. And
yeah,
that makes, you know, everything else kind of better, you know?
So, Mike, first of all, always open beer invitation. That's kind of universal to the Vibe Tribe brother sisterhood. If you're ever in Texas, or I'm sure if you're out by Clarkie, you know, we've gotten emails be like, hey, man, you know, might be in Texas.
Yeah.
I respond and be like, hey, man, if you're around this area, I'm more than happy to grab a beer with you, shoot the shit, you know, and make
unless
fun
you're
of
a
things.
Serial killer. And
yeah,
then you
don't
just
do that,
put that.
You know,
put that in the postscript. By the way, I'm a serial killer. And we'll be like, oh, okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'm busy that day.
No. Yeah.
No.
Please.
I'm kidding.
But also, Mike, I got to tell you, man, good on you, because the hardest thing to do as you get older is transition. And a lot of people don't want to. Sure. And I'm not talking about transition like today's definition, right?
Going from one thing to another.
Yeah, no, man.
Job-wise.
I got to clarify that. No, but again, a lot of people, as they get older or further along in their career, they develop that fear. And it's just like, oh man, I can't, you know, what will I do to my wife or my girlfriend or my family if you have kids? And they end up, that fear overtakes them. And, you know, 5 years from now, 6 years from now, they look back and they're actually kind of miserable, being like, you know what, that was my shot. I should have gone back to school. I should have done this. And I always tell people, man, if you start looking at that crossroad, you really have to take the time and think it out, because 9 out of 10 times, the people I know who are at that crossroad and didn't follow their gut, you know, they have so much remorse, and the remorse is actually a stronger feeling than the fear. So, good on you for doing that, man. And even actually better. And Clark and I, we talk about it all the time. The booze is, listen, you know, we find ourselves in a bottle once in a while. So no passing judgment.
Oh, we all do it. You know, the trick I found with that is save it for
like celebration,
celebratory times. Yes. You know, you have friends over, you have a barbecue.
Yep.
You know, we tend to lick our wounds with it as men. And that's the bad. I did that shit for years and just fucking boo-hoo-hooing into a laptop. And it was just, it's stupid.
It's tough. But if you
save it for, in moderation, events and get-togethers and social things, and it has a different effect because it's a mood enhancer. So, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're, you know, between jobs or stressed about finances or all this other stuff is, man, I just go through periods of fuck being dry, and I focus like I am now on working out and whatever, you know. It's,
yeah, that balance, man, you gotta have that, you know. But I get it, man. It's like, here, you know, you took the risk, and you know, here you are coming out of your school, and all of us are like that. It's like you learn a new skill and whatever, you're so jive. It's kind of almost like being the team. It's like, oh yeah, I graduated, buds, and all this stuff. Oh, go, I'm ready to go on missions. And they're like, calm down. You know, yeah, calm
still
down.
You got some shit to do.
Yeah. You got shit to do. So it is tough because you get those denials. You think you're going to get a job right away and things like that. But, you know, Clark and I, we're call us weirdos or whatever. We're kind of mystical in our beliefs. And, you know, I'm just telling you, man, you never know where the river's going to flow, but you can't fight it, man. It's always funny how you end up where you need to be. And Clark's living example of that, and myself.
Yeah. Oh, dude, anytime I've like stressed out about, fuck, you know what, between jobs and, as soon as I just kind of surrendered myself to the universe, you know what I mean? It just,
true, man.
Opportunity was right around the corner. I just obviously couldn't see it.
Yeah.
But time and time again, looking back on my life, you know, right at my lowest, the next thing was going to be something like, holy, a game changer.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
not just another transitional job, like, hey, I can get you a job at,
yeah, you know, well,
whatever.
I remember back here in Texas, I mean, that you were going through, man, that was a really tough time for you. You know, you were doing the instructor stuff, and, you know, it was just a
tough time.
There's
dry periods, man.
Yeah.
You know, you go a couple months with no classes, whatever.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like the universe sends you, God himself, right?
Yeah. Got a phone call from an old buddy. Hey, dude. I was like, what? Just completely landed in my lap. You know, it wasn't even.
Well, I think it was funny because I do recall a call. You're like, Ryan, you're not going to believe this, man, but I might have to move. I got a new job. Oh, sweet, Clark. What do you do? They want me to be in charge of safety.
No, seriously, what's the job?
Yeah.
No, seriously,
no,
safety.
Seriously, Clark,
no, come
no,
on.
No. With electricity, dude. Can you believe this?
Yeah. Something to do with electricity. I don't know what it is, but.
In all seriousness, but, you know, I know Clark comes off as a goofy guy, but he is more than capable to handle any of this stuff out there. So. All right. Well, thanks, brother, for sending that out. Yeah. And again, open beer invitation anytime in Tejas. You know?
All righty. Well, thank you, Mike. Keep your head up, man. Stay up, brother.
Yep.
All right. Let's see what's next. This one's from Justin. All right.
Guys and girls, start putting where you guys are from too, man. We like to know where y'all are living.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff, you know?
That's a good call. Yeah, definitely do that too. Yeah, we like to see where everyone's at.
Yeah. Give a Florida shout out, or we giving a shout out to Cali. Where y'all at?
Yeah, exactly. See, hey man, I just moved to Florida. Dude, we got an appointment.
No way.
Find us a studio, bro. let's see. With the new job, house hunting's been totally stressful. The wife and kids are back in Utah, waiting for me to find a home before they come out. I stumbled upon your podcast. episode When Life Kicks You in the Balls. Oh, wow, that was a popular one.
Yeah.
It really helped me out, made me laugh. I just wanted to reach out, let you know your stuff has been awesome to listen to, and it helps helps me keep a good outlook on life. All that being said, life is awesome. I truly have nothing to complain about, but sometimes you just need a little help. Thanks, bro. Justin. Well, that's awesome, dude. Hell yeah.
No, Justin, congratulations. Listen, I lived in Florida for 3 years, and Florida's just, it's fun as all heck. I don't know if you're more north or you're west coast or south or east coast, but it, wherever you end up, man, it's just good vibes down there. How can you be mad when you walk outside and it's palm trees and the sun, you know, it's, people are getting this, but again, this, we've talked about it, this is what concerns me. It's like, you know, the invasion's happening, right? They're coming to Texas, they're coming to Florida.
I know, all the places I want to live, Texas, Arizona, Florida. I'm like, stop, you're going to ruin it. By the time I can get out there, it'll be
I know, and you know, I feel for you, because again, I know for a fact Florida's just like Texas right now, but you know, it doesn't matter if you're looking to buy or rent, or it's like all those California and the New York money and all that stuff are driving up the market, like, you know, 35%, which is crazy.
Sucks,
you know. So good luck on the hunting, man, and I guess you know, share our mantra. It's okay to move from a different state, but please change your state of mind if you're right.
Yes.
If you come from a state that's broken and it's made no sense, and that's why you're leaving, please don't trash the states that are working. Please.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure our listeners do not fall into that camp.
No, yeah, I think They are like-minded.
They are. We may have some spies on here being like, what are those fuckers saying? When are we cutting them off?
Sure. Yeah, that's true. Trying to figure out how to.
Yeah, what are they called? What are they called? You know.
Oh, the fact checkers or whatever.
Fact checkers. fact check this. Ooh, I like that.
Such a weird. Oh yeah, with a little arrow pointing down to your hog.
We might
That'd
have
be a
to,
cool T-shirt. Little arrow pointing down. Can I remember in Police Academy Mahoney, one in the oven with the arrow pointing down?
Oh my gosh!
We got to do fact check this with the arrow pointing down,
Right now, man. Write it down. Here we go,
dude. This is the process. This is how it happens.
Oh gosh, we haven't even had any you know, strong caffeine either today.
I know.
That's pretty natural.
Awesome. Well, let's see. This one is from Drew.
Drew.
What up, Drew? All right. Hey guys, so on Memorial Day, I come home from a barbecue with my wife and daughters to find three guys in my backyard in the dark trying to break into my garage.
Oh gosh.
I drove a car straight through my property to get to them. Two jumped the fence, and one was too fat to get away. Poor little, but you always got that fat friend, you know what I mean? Like, sorry, dude, you're on your own, man. Every man for himself. And I ran up, and I confronted the guy, ready to rip his spine through his mouth. Yeah, I like that. only to see he was a teenage boy.
Oh, gosh.
A million thoughts were going through my head. I wanted to do some serious harm to this kid, but he was so young and scared. I told him, get the fuck out of here. If I caught him here again, I would shoot him.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was just popping off at the mouth because I live in New Jersey. This is a commie state.
I keep
playing the scenario back in my head and wonder if I did the right thing. Excuse me. Letting him go. I slept outside in the hammock with a certain pair of paperweight knuckles.
The paperweights, like, I love it.
The fuck around and find out paperweights. I like that. Actually, I got mine. Where'd mine
I know. Go? I got to get mine still. Those are great.
Dude, they're floating around here somewhere. I probably put them in my drawer finally. Keep fucking around with them and shit. Okay. Slept outside the hammock with the paperweights. Didn't come back. Do you think I should have beat on him and taught him a lesson, or just hope that it may have been a good lesson for the kid to just let him go? God bless. Stay frosty. Drew, that's a hell of a scenario, dude. I mean, the quick answer is I think you probably did the right thing. I probably scared the shit out of this kid. And these days, man, had you thumped on him, he probably would have come back with his parents and the cops, and you would have gone to jail.
Yeah, he would.
Even though He's trespassing. Yeah. He's burglarizing.
Well, in a commie state, sure.
Yeah, especially in if Texas, yeah, it'd be like they would probably arrest you if you didn't whoop on him. You didn't take your belt on him. You didn't whoop his ass.
No, it's in our constitution. I know that.
It has to be. Yeah, you're a kid fucking around. You're getting the belt.
No,
but I think he did the right thing, man. I mean, that's a tough call, especially when you find out he's a little chubby kid that's crying and shit, you know?
I have a little bit of difference of opinion on it, and only because of what's happened recently this week in Austin. You know, we had that, I hate they say mass shooting, but, you know, we had that shooting downtown in the bar.
Yeah, they call these gang shootings and shit mass shootings, and it's kind of misleading.
Come on. But what bothered me about this is, again, they just released the faces and the names and everything, but you're talking about two teenagers here, you know, who got into, you know, a beef, you know, would you call me or you say this? And, you know, these kids are pulling guns these days. So,
yeah, remember we used to just duke it out.
Yeah, you duke it. Exactly. And then it's like you hug it out after, right? It's like,
yeah, usually you ended up best friends with whoever you were fighting, you know?
One of the kids is like 15. It's like, dude, what's a 15-year-old doing with a gun? Like, honestly. And carrying around. So I guess in that scenario, what freaks me out about that is nowadays, we can't assume just because they're teenagers that they won't go to the extreme. Because actually, I'm seeing more younger people go to the extreme.
True. It is different. You know, we're thinking teenagers back when we were teenagers.
Exactly.
Well, that dude I shot on the undercover drug deal was 15. Put a gun in my face. He's jacking people in the hood, you know?
Yeah, so I think any of our listeners out there, and I think that's a very scary scenario. It's almost like you don't even need to approach the situation, right? I call the cops. The lesson is hopefully the cops do something, because any of these situations with these young kids right now, just like Clark just said, he got a gun pulled on him. We just had mass shooting down here. I think you
could have gone the other way. It could have been nasty. Yeah, what if they were all bad punks? Yeah.
Well, there's three of them too. So all it would take is two of them to distract you and one to pop you, you know? So
these days you just don't know.
And then the other part of that is, and, you know, again, I think at the time you did the right thing, you know, because the world works in mysterious ways. Maybe you did scare them. Maybe they learned their lesson. But, you know, after what's gone on here in Texas and what's going on in the world, I would. You know, I think going forward, these teenagers, they need the hard stuff. So I believe calling the cops and you go press charges to the fullest. You know, you teach them that lesson young in life, I think, you know, and I don't care. Hey, you made a bad decision. Tough shit, guys. You know, so I mean, if they're trying to sneak in your garage to steal some beers, you know, I mean, it's like, all right, man, you know, but. God, yeah. Here in Texas is scary because that's, what is that called when they do night? Is that criminal mischief or what is that?
I don't know. I only know Arizona state law. Well, I don't know it, but
well, in
every
Texas,
state's a little different. Yeah.
If someone's on your property at night doing shit like that, you can shoot them.
They have that, Colorado calls it the make my day law or something. If you're because of people stealing cattle and ranchers and all this shit. And so, I think Arizona is, they had to be past the threshold of your occupied structure, like your residence. So if they're in your backyard, you couldn't shoot them. But if they're crawling through your window, then you can shoot them. So
yeah, warning here in Texas, man, the minute you cross that fence.
Yeah, and every state is different. Yeah. Again, probably is related to Texas has a lot of ranches and shit. And so that's like the property line is that threshold.
Yeah.
Whereas some states, it definitely, if, a lot of people, especially gun owners, you got to research that shit because it's different everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's state by state is very different laws, and you don't want to get yourself in trouble because you see in the news all these cops getting hemmed up for shooting people. Imagine a civilian shooting the wrong person. Like, you're fucked. Your world gets small real quick, man.
Everyone, and don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm a constitutionalist. You are too. So, I mean, look, Texas just passed. This is going to be a constitutional carry
awesome.
State. But there's also that dark side. You know, what that really means is constitutional carry is, you know, you have the right. It is your God-given right within our Constitution. But what people don't talk about, it is your responsibility as a gun owner and gun carrier to learn the laws.
Yeah, and learn how to use it.
Learn how to use it, exactly. So just
not just take one lesson and say, all right, I'm good. It's a constant, it's a perishable skill. You have to constantly... I mean, at a minimum, if you're a gun owner and you're going to be carrying that shit, minimum is once a month going to the range and working on some shit. It should be every week. If you're if you're going to carry that shit out there, you owe it to the public to be able to hit the target if so required. The last thing you want to do is to try to shoot some dude at a crowded Walmart and you're just sending bullets all over that damn store. So, I mean, it should be realistically once a week. You go to the range, you at least get, you know, 100 rounds or so downrange. And I mean, that's the minimum, dude. That's just like,
I know. And another good thing.
Even, I mean, honestly, you know, I've said it before. When I was in Iraq, I was shooting 1,000 to 2,000 rounds a day of handgun.
Yeah, but obviously, the ammo it was free on the ammo. Government,
it was free ammo, and I had Frank Garcia, a world-class fucking handgun shooter at my disposal.
Oh, my gosh. Lucky. So lucky.
But for you guys, I know ammo's expensive, but you just owe it to yourself, because if you accidentally hit the wrong person, shoot the wrong, you're fucked, man. You are. It's kind of a chest-beating thing. People want to carry guns, but it's...
No, it's massive responsibility. It's not cool guy stuff. It is, and it's like, it's a great tip that Clark shared with me, and a lot of people don't think about it, but, you know, a lot of people go to the range and, you know, and they just go there to plink paper. Try to find the range where you're drawing from your holster to develop that muscle memory. Because if not, if you're just so used to setting up, you know, at the range, it's...
You're going to be a soup sandwich when you're trying to... And get a good setup, too. There's a lot of junk out there. There's a lot of good shit out there. And there's a lot of people that we've had on the podcast. Just follow them. You can ask them questions. You know, Tony Cowden, Jeff Gonzalez. There's a lot of people. I just had a dude hit me up that's in the area, and I made him a couple little videos. He showed me his target. His rounds are drifting to the right. And so I made a couple little quick videos with my handgun in my room. Just said, hey, I can't quite get out to the range with you, but here's a couple little tips the next time you're out there. Try this, try that. And so there's information out there.
Yep.
Definitely you owe it to yourself, your family, and to the general public to be proficient with that shit. So.
No, 100%. And then tying it back to, again, the email before we go on is, definitely did the right thing in that situation. But I put out warning now to anyone. It's just, again, us older dudes, we grew up where we see teenagers being, just kids being kids.
Yeah,
kids being kids today is completely different. Completely. Yeah.
I never knew anyone that was packing a gun, running around. We were all just trying to get fucking hand jobs and shit and play with titties. You know, I mean, a gun, what does that get you laid?
Yeah, no.
I don't want that.
Gosh.
What nowadays, it's different. I forget that all the time because I just, you kind of see the world in it. Like, time seems to freeze for me. Like, I still picture relatives a certain age. I still think of my kids as a certain age. Society is it's weird. It's kind of nostalgic, but I think that's what happens when you get older, is you just kind of remember how things used to be. And so that topic of teenagers, they ain't the same, man.
No, the good old days, man. No, that's
all right. Well, thank you, Drew. Let's see, who's this from? Robert. What up, Big Rob? Here we go.
Yo.
Clark and Ryan, I enjoy your shows. Part one, my question, should stupid people be locked up until they wise up?
I love it. Like the drunk.
I'm not opposing that concept. I like it. Okay. Locked up is a rather harsh approach, but how about supervised by a non-stupid person until they wise up? Okay. I like the concept, but I think there's just too many stupid people nowadays, man. I mean,
oh my gosh, it would end up creating a department. You'd need a whole department.
Oh my god, you know, because it's I think at least in America, half the country's stupid. So it'd be like a one-on-one ratio. You'd have to adopt an idiot, you know, and maybe that's a program. Adopt an idiot.
Like, I love it.
Kids or something for $1 a day. You can help little Billy not be such a fucking.
Oh my gosh! Can you see it in court? Sorry, Mr. Smith. Here's your court-appointed smart person.
Yeah,
he's got a degree in common sense. You dumb shit.
That's right.
Right.
Holy shit! That's a funny one. Well, we got a part two.
Oh wait, I one more thing. I think, but the funny thing is, there's so much truth in that comment, right? I mean, if you just look at how many dumb people. I mean, we make fun of them almost weekly with the news.
Yeah, Congress.
We read,
right? Look at Congress. I just saw a thing with AOC.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Well, that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother story, man. I mean, I don't even know on how you get those people back to reality. You know,
dude, you don't.
Fuck.
Some people are just fucking nuts, man.
All right, part two.
Also, this opinion on people who could work but would rather get taxpayer-funded unemployment checks. I know several businesses that have gone under during this pandemic BS. All those folks collecting unemployment instead of working have more an effect on the economy than they give themselves credit for. Imagine if those businesses cannot find workers, eventually have to close their doors because they cannot complete contracts, which will turn, which in turn means they cannot pay their overhead of themselves, effectively placing all those small businesses at risk of closing for good.
Yep.
Now, since small business is the backbone of any economy, and if this were to continue to happen, all of those people getting unemployment benefits now may find themselves looking for work in an extremely difficult job market. Eventually, the benefits will run out. So unemployed folks, don't be surprised if you lose big time here, Robert.
Wow, that's
yeah, I mean, they go hand in hand. You know, I mean, it's there's a lot of stupid people in the country. There's a lot of stupid people in government. And the way we've responded to the pandemic is just like almost we should just play the opposite game with our government. Anything they say, we do the opposite of.
I love that.
We'll come out on top, you know.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. It's, but you know what, Robert, you bring up something interesting because you know, the companies I have or the companies I consult with, what you're saying is it's going on and it's bad. We, you know, as we're coming out of COVID now, people are out and about and they can't hire fast enough. And it's for the reason you're saying, because awesome idea, government, pay them more to sit at home. So they absolutely don't want to work. But what's worse about this, and I didn't realize this until I started talking to a couple clients, is this is actually almost worse because the thing is they have the demand for the business. So meaning they could make more money right now, right? But they have to operate at a certain level. So let's say a restaurant has 100 tables. They could only do maybe 50%. And it's not because there's not the demand. They don't have the staff to operate fully. So
that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Because here we are coming back, and these small businesses, they've waited for this. They're, you know, they need to get the money up and get it in the bank as fast as possible. And the demand is there, and we still have assholes sitting back. You know, and this
watching
is what
Netflix.
Yeah, but this is what happens when, you know, government
no incentive survival mechanism should kick in. But if you're getting mailbox money, well, then fucking, and I would still do it. I have to be busy. I have to do even if I won $300 million in the Powerball.
Oh yeah,
I would do something, create some business where I have to do. I can't just lay around and
snort
coke and drive Lamborghinis. I mean, I could do that on the weekends, but.
But
you just got to do something. But the government has created a situation where people are just laying around and they're just slugs.
Well, you want to see a great example of, does socialism work? Right there. It's right here. You know,
for sure.
You know, I'm your master. Rely on me. I'm going to pay you. And here's what's in trade. As long as you're getting my money, you're going to do what I do what I say. And, you're going to be part of my band camp. Mm-hmm. Right. So wear a mask.
And they definitely will not change the rules on you down the road. They definitely, once it's ushered in and they got their hooks in, they definitely, a couple years down the road, won't say, oh, yeah, that money I was giving you, yeah, it's about at half now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So, you know, Robert brings up, I think it correlates with his first thing, you know, point one, stupid people. So you have people going, yeah, I'm sitting back, I'm making more money, I don't need to go and work. This is a joke. The joke's on you because go drive to your gas station right now. Look at the price of gas. Mm-hmm. Go to your grocery store with inflation. Look at what's happening with commodities, the price of meat or fruit. Nothing's for free. So if something goes down, something's going to go up. It's just that simple. So you think you're getting free money, but at the end of the day, you're actually paying more for stuff. Your money's not going as far. It doesn't even matter if it's free. So
why they're stupid people. They're simple-minded. They don't put two and two together.
No.
You know, they don't realize all that stuff. You know, this whole thing is a balance. And when one thing's out of whack, the whole thing's out of whack. It's stupid.
And guess what, guys? You think you're sitting on the couch and getting the check. You don't think your rent's going to go up maybe a scary amount
or
all this stuff? And then as Robert's saying, oh, shit, now it's time to go back to work. your job might not be there. And I actually hope that's the case. I hope the people that want to work right now are going to get employed, and then we'll have job security. And then all these people, the lazy people saying, I'm just going to wait till the last minute. It might be tough shit, man.
Yep. Yep. 100%.
I'm passionate about this one because I'm so disgusted by it. Ugh. So anyways. Yeah.
No, I love it, dude. I love it. No, it's a fucking strange thing, man. And I don't think we're out of the woods yet.
No.
You know, I think there's going to be some repercussions for a while.
Well, we're not, Clark, because if you think about it, there's more money coming out. I just got a letter in the mail from the government. And again, they want to keep pushing this socialist agenda. Here's money. I'm the greatest. Well, guys, at the end of the day, it's our money.
It is. And that's the trick, is they're just shoving our own money back in our faces.
Exactly. So,
and that's the ruse of socialism. You know, what did Bernie Sanders want? Like 70% taxes or something? I mean, they just want to take all your shit, then redistribute it.
Yeah.
So they're going to take $100 and they're going to give you like $40 back and say, here's some money.
Yeah. How great I am. Well, so the letter I got is, don't quote me on here on air, but I think around July 15th, if you have kids, you're getting another, it's not a stimulus check, but what they're doing is giving you the child tax credit in advance. So, you know, it's like $3,000 a kid is going to hit the bank accounts. If your kids are under a certain age and you make a certain income, well, here's the thing. People are going to get that and be like, oh, thanks, government. Thanks for the additional $3,000 per kid. Stupid. Well, wait a second. If you rely on that tax credit at the end of the year, it's not going to be available. So,
yeah, exactly.
Isn't that crazy? So it's a smoke screen. It's be like,
it is.
Here's more money. Aren't we your saviors? Aren't we the heroes? No, all you're doing is taking my credit and advancing me the money.
Yeah, so, it's stupid. That, and it's just all this money they're dishing out. It's just funny money. It's monopoly money at this point. They're just printing, which devalues it. And it's just...
Oh, it's a joke. I mean, hopefully, again, the good vibes is enough of us are wise enough where it's kind of like, you know, we're kind of looking at people. And we've seen this with COVID. Now it's cool and fun where, you know, people are making fun of it again, being like, oh, how could you ever think it didn't come from a lab? Well, actually, a lot of people were calling us crazy.
I know. It's funny how now it's acceptable to say, oh, yeah, maybe lab leak theory. For me, I'm playing the game of warmer.
Yes.
Warmer.
Yes.
Yes, it came from a lab, but was it really a leak? Can we keep pushing this to where I think it should be?
It's biological.
It's a fucking distributed biological weapon. And I actually just saw something pop up about that. I need to read into it. That before the outline narrative was the lab leak, but all the retards were like, no, it came from bat soup. Well, now everyone's kind of like, oh, yeah, maybe it came from a lab. But now the outline theory, which will become a truth soon, is this shit was intended. This is no fucking accident.
Well, again, I don't like to get in conspiracy things like that, but it's like... You look at patterns, you look at things by design. So obviously...
To me, timing's a huge factor. It is. If shit happens, like, actually on accident, it's the timing of it's just somewhere out there. But when it's timed...
Right.
Alongside some things, you know, exactly a year from an election cycle, and I'm just like, that's real convenient. I mean, come on. This thing could have leaked at any point in time over the last fucking 10 years.
Look, I actually think globally there was such, I don't want to say hatred, but towards Trump, because think about his policies with sanctions and everything else. I mean, he was pissing a lot of people off. Why? Because he was saying America first.
America first. These things
make sense. Yeah. So to get to change that movement and mentality, it's kind of weird on what's happened. And guess what? Nothing would surprise me if all of a sudden, you know, by midsummer, end summer, they're like, oh, you know, China's at fault. And everyone starts pointing fingers. But what makes you think that this hasn't been all choreographed and China's like, okay, who cares? One, you guys are going to do nothing.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
And three, this was all part of a deal because we've made a lot of money off this. So,
That's
my prediction. I'm sure you're fact checkers. You could on me.
We got a t-shirt for you.
Yeah.
Any fact checker out there, send us your address. You get a free shirt.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you, Robert. That was some good insight there. Some two good things.
All right. This one is from Anonymous.
Uh-oh. Wait, not the organization. Are they on
No,
toast?
It says, howdy, from anonymous, please. But hey, by the way, yes, if you don't want us to read your name for whatever reason, please do put up there, hey, keep this anonymous or whatever. We're happy to do that. We don't use last names. You know, first names are kind of vague anyway. So, but if like this straight up, if you have some type of job or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put a little give note
us,
like this.
Give us a call sign. Make up your own call sign. We don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, cool call signs are welcome. There's some Top Gun theme type fucking
call
sign.
Oh my gosh, Slider.
this one, okay. I have a dude's court for you at the bottom.
Uh-oh.
Love the show, been following since the beginning. I'm a minor league baseball player with a team to be unnamed out of concerns for job stability.
That's terrible.
But in the last episode, you talked about how the vaccine is on its way to being forced. That's truly the case right now for me.
Oh, man.
We're told to get it. And if not, we may never move up in the levels.
Oh, my gosh.
So if anyone around you tests positive, you're out for 2 weeks. If you ever test positive, hold on, which in this world can potentially end all progress in your career. It's crazy times, but you guys are always a pleasure to listen to. Let's see.
I'm steaming in my chair. I'm sure you could see this.
Let's see.
Oh my
I'm trying God. To skip over a part because it kind of talks about where he's from and stuff. Okay. I don't want it to be Thompson. So I apologize. Anonymous. I'm trying to keep you anonymous.
We'll get into the dude's court, but I think what you bring up, first of all, it's Clark and I, we have strong feelings on this. It's unacceptable, man. I mean, we have certain civil rights. My question to you would be, is the team forced to get the flu shot? Okay. I mean, honestly. It's what is going on here? How come they could force you to do one type of shot? But again, you're talking about the flu, which is highly contagious. You guys are all athletes. You guys are in the locker room. People die of the flu. So it's just
they have healthy immune systems and stuff. You would assume
it's crazy. I mean, I just
don't think anything should be forced. What happened to the whole my body, my choice? Well, fuck. Okay, can we apply that to this scenario?
There you go. Another good
point. And if you're vaccinated, good, great. Then what are you worried about?
Well, you know what? This is interesting because I don't know how the minors are or the pros, but it'd be great if the team unified and just said, okay, listen, if you really want us to do this, we had paperwork drafted up that says if anything happens to us 20 years from now, we're coming after your asses, management.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
or if the team just, if everybody refuses, what are they going to do? I mean, end of the day, it's about money. So if the whole team says, fuck you.
Yeah, it has to be unified.
What are they going to do? I mean, fuck.
No, it's terrible. It is absolutely terrible out there. And if these passports come to play, or like you said, other organizations, you got to prove this. Nope. We're then at a point where people definitely then have to stand up because, again, I don't know about y'all, but I would never put anything in my body. I don't care if it was food or drugs or anything that has the disclaimer that you can't ever come after us, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Fuck you. I ain't going to be a guinea pig.
No, it's just sad to see that that's trickled into sports. And, of course, the vaccine, like the masks, has been made a political talking point as opposed to just kind of a human talking point or an American talking point.
Yep.
They politicize it. So then if you don't do this, then you're that. Or if you do that, then you're this. It's a personal choice.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten away from that. You know, I've never had anyone up in my face. In fact, I have a buddy that is a broker, and a lot of his clients ask him, have you been vaccinated? And I'm like, dude, I would say, what business is it of yours? Yeah. I mean, I know he can't because he'll get in trouble with the company he works for, but how fucking rude is that? I've never heard of a conversation kicking off with medical questions.
Yeah. You want to know when I got my prostate checked? I mean, you want to talk about that? You know?
God, man. I my reply would be like, do you like anal sex?
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to ask personal inappropriate questions,
let's go there. Let's do it.
Is your wife put a dong up your butthole? I mean, if I'm vaccinated or not, especially on a business call, like, why people are so weird? Well, It's people that are doing this. They want to show you that they're good citizens and they did the right thing and they're virtue signaling, and they're trying to establish some pecking order, yep, with you, that if you don't get the vaccine, you're some type of horrible person, probably voted for Trump. Like, it just, it gets spun into this weird thing, as opposed to, look, I'm more focused on healthy immune system, exercising, diet. That's how, so right, far I haven't got the fucking virus and I haven't skipped a beat since it hit.
Right. So, but also, too, you don't know. I mean, we could both have had it. You know, we could get tested to see if we have antibodies, but why are you going to go, you know?
Yeah, I got tested when I donated blood, and that was about a month or so ago, and they said I don't have the antibodies for it. So I just think, you know, I mean, I work outside. It's tough to get it outside.
Right,
taking
right,
vitamin D. I also have O-positive blood. I read that they don't like O-positive blood.
Yep.
So who knows? But, I mean, I'm not going to.
Well, again, your point, people bring it up, it's like, dude, before all this, I mean, did people ask you, did you get the flu shot? And if you said no, or, you know, I don't really want to, did you get shamed? Did people start yelling, what do you mean you're not getting a flu shot? You won't have a position on this team.
You get very militant about it. Yeah.
It's like, guys, the flu is actually scarier, you know?
It is. Yeah, it's killed more people than this stupid...
Yeah, especially now they've said that the statistics from COVID, the death rate and stuff like that might have been, you know, maybe manipulated or skewed.
You think? You think?
No.
Or what about casualties from this vaccine? You think they're not manipulating that data?
No.
It's only been 6 people that have died from it. Yeah, okay.
But that's the thing. I give people like the Pepsi challenge. It's the flu challenge. It's like, dude, where were you? Where have you been the past 10 years? Have you ever come up to me? I've known you. Have you ever come to me and be like, did you get a flu shot? We can't hang out. We can't hang out unless you got a flu shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me a break. It's unbelievable.
Just become some little righteous talking point. And it's dude, mind your business, you know?
You know what wouldn't surprise me, and I hate even putting this out there, is if they start coming up with like that, like those shots. Sometimes they do those combo shots where it's like, oh, well, you can now get the flu shot and COVID shot in one shot.
Oh, I'm sure a little cocktail, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's... We're sorry, man, that you're going through that.
It's disturbing. That's in sports, man. Sports, more and more is becoming more political anyway.
We're going to talk about that, Sue. Clark and I, we're going to...
All this fucking shit. It's like, dude, what happened to sports just being sports, man? It was the one piece of society that it didn't matter. You went there and you enjoyed the game. Yeah, it was the love of the game, whether it was baseball or... Yeah. Hockey, football, but now it's just like everyone's got something to say, and it's just like, God damn.
Well, I don't understand how someone could say, listen, this has nothing to do with your talent, nothing to do with anything, except we're going to prevent your advancement in an organization if you don't do this.
Yeah, how
that
crazy is
that?
That
seems a little, you know.
Like communism?
Illegal?
Like North Korea?
Yeah.
Like old Soviet Union shit?
Oh, brother. I feel for you, brother.
Yeah. Well,
anywho,
stay in the fight. We need more good people out there, Anonymous. You're one of us.
On another email, send us you know, maybe tell us where we get some tickets if we're ever in town to come watch you play, God willingly. So
that's right. We'll give you some good vibe shit.
Yeah, look for the two goofy guys in orange good vibe shirts, sculling some beers and just trying to start the wave and people looking at us.
The two-person wave.
The two-person wave. That'd be awesome. Don't put it past us.
That's right. All right, this one is from Smitty.
Oh, Smitty.
I love it. Afternoon, everyone. First, I got to say I'm a huge fan of the podcast. 20 plus years in EMS.
Wow. Thank
you. I recently came to a hard truth that I was miserable, lost the passion, and realized that if I didn't get out, the job would kill me. So I took the most uncomfortable leap out of the field that I was in for the majority of my adult life. Damn, that was scary. Yeah. I'm currently working in supply distribution for a local hospital. Pay cut, yes, but over time, it'll heal me mentally. Sorry this is long. Anyway, that's how I found your podcast, Working Nights in a Warehouse. I listen to the podcast and yours is down home and relatable. So thank you for putting it out. So my question, shit, rambled so long, almost forgot I had one. your site, it's still early in the morning. I'm trying, guys.
Your size, little Freudian slip.
Yeah, right. Oh, shit. Your site has FlexFit hats. Any snapback hats coming back? Love the message. I want to rock it out. I got a little noggin, so the flex fit doesn't fit so well. Thanks again. Keep on keeping on. I'll catch you in the earbuds, Smitty.
Nice.
Awesome, Smitty. Yeah, we got snapbacks.
We do. We do. Yeah. We have some. We have the good vibes one, and we have the fuck negativity. They're nice. Up there. I don't know what's available as far as colors because they tend to come and go. But go check that out. But again, good on you, man. Just like we talked about a little earlier in this episode, one of the hardest
mental
things.
Mental health, man. Dude, if you're miserable, so many of my bros are just miserable, but they're locked in a 20-year gig for retirement.
It's terrible.
Dude, all that stress is going to kill you a year after retirement anyway. So what? Yeah.
Dude, every day is a blessing. So why wake up and be miserable? Just don't. Honestly.
No, here's the deal with people locked in like the military or law enforcement where they're these little retirement carrots they dangle.
Right.
Most of us are going to work until the day we die anyway. The facade of an actual retirement, retiring to Florida and golfing, very few people do that. So if you're locked in a miserable job with this carrot being dangled, don't fall for that shit, man. If I'm not happy, I move on. I don't care. Money's good, retirement. I got a buddy that retired 20 years in the Navy. When it's all said and done, he gets about $1,400. But is that worth his multiple knee surgeries, multiple back surgery? I mean,
no,
divorce.
Man. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, great. Good. You have $1,400 for the rest of your life. Yay.
Yeah. Well, with today's...
it's not even a truck payment nowadays.
think about what's going on year over year of either your taxes going up or inflation or everything. So, that is just crazy. I mean, you bring up something so interesting. I mean, and I don't even like thinking about it, but you're right, man. That's the biggest facade going on of our generation, you know, because they showed us this picture on how the boomers retired and, you know, obviously our grandparents, you know, white picket fence, you're in Florida, you're playing golf. You know, it's so fucked up now. You're right.
Yeah, you're going to keep working.
It's such bullshit. It's not because we're not making money. It's almost impossible where your dollar goes a lot further, either with in the bank with interest, things like this, because everything keeps going up in price. Houses. Again,
everything.
Food.
Gas, food,
so
materials.
It's like almost impossible to save. We're back in the day, you know, cheers, you know? But, God, that's a whole nother topic because... Get us going on that one.
Well, Smitty, I'm happy for you, man.
Brother.
I would rather do, and I've done it many times, I'd rather just do something else, but my mental health is way better. I mean, just like what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if I wasn't doing the job I'm doing now, safety dude extraordinaire, I would be doing some fucking high-risk security bullshit in some fucking shithole country, away from my family, waiting to get picked off. Plus, I'm a little older. I move a little slower. I'm an easier target. I can't fucking, you know, haul ass from cover to cover anymore. I just kind of wobble, you know? So, yeah. So good on you, dude. You know, I think that's some wisdom with some age.
Yes.
I think the older you get, the more you realize mental health is more important than money any day. Because then you're just going to burn yourself out. And then what? You'd be the richest dude in the cemetery? Congrats. Who gives a fuck, you know?
Right, right. And a lot of those rich people, they're not even happy. They're miserable.
I know a lot of miserable millionaires, man.
That's true.
All right. This one is from Devin.
Devin.
Nice. One letter off from Devil. I like it. let's see. Clark, I'm not sure if you remember my email from 6 or maybe 7 months ago about my best friend of 23 years and my girlfriend of 6 years co-conspiring against me and having their own relationship for over a year. I heard you say that you promised your mother that you would not kill yourself, but you understood why people do, referencing your first divorce. I was at the bottom of the barrel and was angry, very depressed, and I did not see a way out. I knew I had to keep moving on and take it one step at a time. I never abused any substance, although drinking in excess a few days a week was my favorite. At my favorite watering hole became common. Thoughts of suicide and wondering if death was a better option and the pain became a common thought. I listened to your interview with Mike Ritland about the time you started your own podcast. Oh, and about that time you started your own podcast. Man, did it help turn my life around. Anyway, the reason why I'm reaching out to you is because a few months ago, I had discovered something powerful for the first time in 36 years. Forgiveness. That's huge. I like it. I never understood it before. I had asked for it. I had offered it. I never understood it until recently. I love you guys for what you're doing. I genuinely owe you guys a lot when it comes to being able to keep my sanity. I love you guys. Pour yourselves into your content because it makes it relatable and genuine. It had a great impact on my life, and I'm forever a fan. Thank you and much success, Devin. Well, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, thanks, Devin.
I like that one, man. It's
forgiveness. That's
huge.
That is.
And you know, the one thing with forgiveness I've realized recently is you got to forgive yourself. Hey, what's up, buddy? Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Say hi, dude.
We have
hop
a guest,
on the air.
We have a guest in the studio.
Welcome to the Good Vibes Podcast with Clark and Passato and Y&Z.
Yeah! That is awesome. Future podcaster right there.
I want to be part of the podcast.
Now he's hooked. Give me the microphone.
So, Devin, sorry about that, but no, man, that, you know, first of all, it's never, ever, ever okay to go down that route of suicide. I've lost friends. I've had family.
It leaves a lot of devastation in its path, man.
You think about yourself. That's why they call it very selfish, because, you know, the wake it leaves from that boat never dissipates. Ever.
Well, you're just passing your pain on to the people around you that love you. You know, the pain that you're feeling, think about what they feel when you're gone.
It's terrible. Brutal. I mean, you know it, Clark. I mean, there's not a day that go by if I think of a buddy or someone, it's just like, dude, how, you know, you're such a great person. How can you do that? Not just to yourself, but
they're
to
better
others.
Off here than dead. I mean, it's such a waste.
Oh, yeah. And that's why you bring up something that's great. Forgiveness, man. It's not just about forgiving others who've wronged you, which, you know, I'm sure the list could be long for a lot of us, but I think
forgive
the biggest
yourself.
Thing, that's right.
That is the biggest. Huge. I've just recently caught on to that. You got to forgive yourself for stuff. If you can't do that, then you can't forgive other people. Or it's kind of like you have to help yourself before you help others. You have to heal yourself before you can heal others and
that's
be that
right.
asset to other people. You know, it's just, and well, forgiveness falls into that same pattern, you know?
You will never be a great person, friend, father, go down the list if you don't take care of yourself. And that's just as what we talk about. If you're not working out, if you're not doing thinking about your mental, you can't be the leader to yourself. You can't be the leader to your household. You can't be the leader at work. It's so important. But forget it. I don't think we've ever really talked about that. What a great point you've brought up. And hopefully people are listening. I mean, it is so... What a great skill it is to learn to forgive yourself. And it's hard. That's hard to do, man. It really is.
But once you got that, then you can forgive a cheating ex-girlfriend or a buddy that fucking doesn't pay you back a loan or whatever, all this shit that's out there.
Yeah.
Once you can forgive yourself, truly forgiving yourself, which takes a lot of introspective thought, you know, meditation, all that hippie shit really comes into play when you really want to soul search. You got to spend some alone time with yourself, get away from the distractions of modern life, and think about shit, figure out a plan, goals, how to pull yourself up out of the funk.
Yep. Yep.
So it sounds like he's doing the right thing, man. That's
and I think
I'm
also
happy for you.
You talk to any wise dude, anyone's like 70s, 80s. There's one common thing, and I know it's a cliche. Is you know, if it wasn't meant to be, it's not meant to be. I mean, look at Clark. I mean,
for sure.
You're not married to that and that crazy divorce, or I'm not anywhere where I thought I was 20 years ago. Or I mean, we all thought. You remember? There's that girl, you know, either in college or high school. We're like, oh God, we're so in love. We're going to be married, and we're having kids. I can't even imagine if I married any of my exes out of high school or college.
I know.
There's just no way. So, yeah, don't worry, man. I have a feeling the universe will end up paying you in spades, man.
Yep. Keep us posted, Devin. Thank you, man. That's an awesome revelation, man.
Yeah, seriously.
This one comes. This is kind of a short, funny one. Jeremy, my dudes. The Moose Knuckle Minute is a must. I immediately thought of all the dudes that I know, wait a minute, let me rephrase that. A lot of men I know, combat vets, your average civilian, dudes, dads, they tuck those bull nuts into whatever comfortable gear they must adorn in doing whatever must be done to provide from whomever they must provide for. Might be hard to find since news outlets would never cover such a thing, but there has to be some more stories about moose knuckles worth mentioning. Ha ha ha. That's awesome. So, well, Jeremy, we're glad you like the moose knuckle minute, and maybe it becomes a thing. I don't know. It's a strange topic, but kind of reminds me. You ever seen that underwear commercial about Ballants? It's got that weird like European dude riding a mechanical bull.
Oh yeah, that's
so
yeah.
gross. It's but it kind of reminds me of that. Like, dude, even my daughter looks at me, and I'm like, that's American TV, sweetie. I don't know. They probably don't have shit like that in Thailand. That's weird. I don't know.
But you know, what's kind of weird about that. Like, just I don't know why it's popping in my head, but. Talk about the different cultures, right? So, like, here, stateside, you know, the dudes, we wear, like, you know, board shorts or, like, you know, the Ranger panties, things. It's probably about the shortest. But you go overseas into Europe.
Oh, Speedos, dude.
Oh, you're smuggling grapes yeah, for I everyone, know. Right?
I noticed that going to the beaches overseas. You see topless women. Cool.
Yeah, I'm not against
but
that.
But they're surrounded by a bunch of fat dudes in Speedos. Oh, you're like,
there's banana hammocks everywhere, dude.
Yeah. And these are horrible looking males. They're not like fucking Jack fucking Chippendales dudes. These are just like fat fucking Germans.
No,
sorry for my Germany people out
no,
there.
No, we love
Germany. You tourists are horrible.
Well, it's almost weird because obviously there's the different in cultures where, you know, here in the United States it's more we put an emphasis on fitness and the physique, where overseas it's not about that, and you know, they're more relaxed, it's chill, and that's actually awesome. I wish I could be that, you know, in that environment where shit, I'd be banana hammocking all day and freaking about.
I'm not packing enough heat for the banana hammock. if I had a huge hog, I would banana hammock every fucking day. But
well, don't they? I think, you know, we fall in the cocktail weenie class, right? So
yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, people feel sorry for you. Oh, well, it's like a little puppy. Oh,
but it's almost weird because when you're over there and you're wearing like the board shorts and stuff like that, you feel like the weird dude. Right.
Yeah, they know you're American. That,
oh yeah,
and I had a buddy tell me we can always tell Americans because you guys are so nervous that there's tits on the beach because we're like trying to look at them, not look at them. Whereas like no, it's so common, it's like a dude with their shirt off, like no one gives a
you
shit.
You know what, but man?
Americans are like, bro, there's titties over there. oh shit!
You know what? I'm telling you right now. I think we should do that with good vibes. Let's put some positive. We should start one of those petitions online, and let's
topless
go Euro
speeches.
In this country. We should. What's the big deal? Honestly,
yeah. Who cares? It's not. It's.
It would make us less weird when we travel. It makes sense. You know.
Yep.
I mean, good gosh, we need to do this. There's actually there's a topless beach, you know, right here in Austin. So,
dude, that's a good. The Good Vibes Topless Beach Initiative.
Oh my gosh!
That's
can you
our
imagine
cause, yeah.
if we go to Hippie Hollow and we do a broadcast from there? I think we put the timer on to see how quick the police react. I give over under 5 minutes.
That's awesome. All right, we got two more here. One's
All right.
from Will.
Will.
First off, what up, dudes? My name is Will. I'm a business student at Auburn University, surfer, guitarist, and proud member of the Vibe Tribe. Dude,
nice.
I already like you, Will.
Rock and roll.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Ryan mentioned in episode 66 for my current college students to email the perspective on the use of Tinder.
Oh.
So hopefully I can give you guys some insight. Nice.
Can't wait for this.
Tinder is pretty much only used to hook up with people. Most of my friends and people that I have met either don't use Tinder at all or have the app for the occasional booty call. Mm. Majority of people, including me and my friends, actually prefer to meet people and pick up chicks downtown at the bars like you guys mentioned. Yeah, it's still a thing.
Old
with the
school's
young folks.
Alive, baby. Old
Fuck
school's
yeah.
alive.
Will, you made my day, bro.
I'm toasting that later.
I definitely say I'm more like Clark when talking to the ladies. Oh, shy guy. Yeah, dude, I get all nervous, man. Also, people still go to toga parties in frat houses. Oh, yeah.
All right. We want an invite.
I just thought they were all hunched over laptops and shit, looking at fucking porn or something. I don't know.
Can you imagine us two 40-year-old dudes coming in the toga and be like, hey, what's up?
Dude, Will, we got to throw a Good Vibes toga party at your college, man.
Gosh.
Oh, and he's a member of Delta Sigma Pi.
Oh, Delta Sigma Pi, yeah.
Is it Phi? P-I is a Phi? I might have fucked that up.
Delta 6, yeah.
My Greek's not so good.
Does it look like, is there a circle with a line running through it?
No, that's not. I know Delta's a triangle, right?
Right, it's Phi, Delta Sigma Phi.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry. I said pi, dude. I don't... It's pi. Did I spell it phonetically?
It's your years in Thailand of eating pi.
Sorry,
I
mean, Will.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm an old dude. Apologize. But they do all kinds of social events, parties, hangouts, bowling, movies, and more. Fucking sounds awesome. Is there an age limit?
Can we rush?
Frank the Tank old school? Can we rush for your fraternity?
Can we be made honorary members?
Yeah, dude, we'll trade you some swag. We'll trade you hats.
We'll come in. You make us an honorary. We'll come to the house.
Dude, that would be... Do a live podcast from their fucking friend.
You make it happen. We will be there. We'll be there. You know what? And
I'm keg stands and shots. I would be passed out in the first 5 minutes. Like, Clark, wake up. We got to do the podcast.
I used to be able to do a minute keg stand back in college, and I'm willing to take that challenge back on if we go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we have to document this journey. Holy shit.
Can you imagine?
Big fan of the show. It's awesome watching the channel now. I've been subscribed on YouTube since episode 31. You guys are hilarious with all the guests. Left a positive impact on me. I look forward to future episodes. Best, Will. Will, that's nice. Awesome. You made my day, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to hear that's old school. But I got to tell you, 100% envious. Booty calls back in the day for us is like you'd have to go back to women that you previously hooked up with, you know, and you're kind of convincing her when you're late and drunk, be like, oh, can I
start picking your phone up going, yeah, hey, what are you doing?
Right. I love it. Now this app is like, I don't know you, but you're down to clown. So
yeah,
that's
there
awesome.
Might be some brilliance behind that app. I don't know.
Oh, I think it's great. But again, we're serious, man. We're ready to come to be honorary Delta Sigs for a day.
Will, hit us up. Email us back and, that would be awesome. I want to trade hats with you. Give you a Good Vibes hat for a Delta Phi hat. For Delta, what is it? Delta Sigma Phi? Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep thinking Delta Force. I know another fraternity that starts out with Delta, but it's Delta Delta Force shooting the face.
The funny thing is they party just about the same, right?
They do. Well, like we said in the teams, we're just frat boys with guns.
That is the difference.
And I'm sure... Any group of shooters is the same. I imagine Delta has their... They're probably a little more discreet about it, but they get gnarly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're ready.
All right. This one is from Noah.
Noah.
Nice arc, bro.
Yeah.
Clark and Ryan. Hey, guys. Noah from Wisconsin here. Probably no arcs in Wisconsin.
It's a badger. Nice.
Yeah. After listening to the latest show... you asked me about Tinder. Oh, nice. Okay. You asked me about Tinder, the perspective from someone who's used it. Here's my take. It works and it doesn't work.
All right.
Clark mentioned back in the day getting turned down 100 times, just waiting for that one. Yes. Tinder is similar. Just like in person, the grimaces of Tinder are always down to hook up. I like you, Noah. He gets the whole grimace thing. He's like, oh, shit, they're on Tinder. We've all been there. Desperation and post-nut clarity are our real thing.
Oh, yes.
We aren't proud of some of our choices, but it happens. The pretty girls on Tinder, though, are different. Similar to other forms of social media, a lot of people, guys and girls, use Tinder to make themselves feel better. Mm. You can see about how many people have liked you. For many girls, it seems that they use it for a confidence booster.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of time too, you might watch, you might match with a pretty lady, send a few messages back and forth, but it never really works out. Here's my thought process for guys like us. We aren't super attractive. Yo, speak for yourself. Come on, dude. What are you saying? I'm like a 5.7? God, I thought I was a 7.5. I guess I got it backwards.
You always be our 7.5.
That's all right. I got handsome pictures of my daughter. Found a high school picture of me. She's like, wow, Dad, you're handsome. What happened? I'm like, Fucking life happened, goddammit. What do you mean?
No shit, man. We've earned every gray hair and scar.
Yeah. Every scar, every ounce of overweight fatness, every ounce.
Yes. Every ounce has a story.
It does, man. Fuck. Okay.
That's funny.
Okay. We can't really scrape by using social media as a means to find women. Sure, there'll always be a grimace in the background waiting to connect. Boy, the pretty girls just have too many options. Well, that's true in real life. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
We are in person people. On paper and on social media, a chick will most likely look at us and keep scrolling. Dude, probably, especially the way I look now. We should have a Tinder account and see. It'd just be some fucking biker chick like, oh, yeah, I like this dude.
We wear shirts to say we dig Grimace.
Yeah.
Grimace hunters.
Grimace supporters, yeah.
Support your local Grimace.
Oh, fuck. Hence, people like us still need to meet chicks in person. Go to the bar with your crew of guys. Have a plan. Secondary, tertiary plans. Yup.
Love it.
It's really a mission. It is. I like it. Prepare for the unexpected. Each teammate has his own role. Tinder makes it seem so easy, but honestly, I've had much better luck going out with my buddies, meeting chicks in person.
Awesome.
For me, yep. My looks don't get me anywhere. It's the personality and jokes that seem to get me places. That's true. You know, number one quality that most women will say they look for in a man is humor.
Sense of humor. That's
true.
They
want someone to, I'm sure the size of your wallet.
But you know what's funny about that? Like, and we've seen this. It's like, you know, there's the hot girl, like the super hot spotlights was on her in her 20s, and she's rejecting and rejecting and rejecting. Well, the funny thing is, as years go on, you know, all the good guys and funny guys end up getting picked and getting married. But you see that girl who is one of the most ripped and, like, you know, coolest guy. You find that person 10, 15 years from now, look at the guy she married.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, and some people are like, well, that makes no sense. Yes, it makes absolutely sense. Oh,
yeah. Yes. Absolutely, it does.
Moral of the story, just wait about 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's funny. You go back to that 10-year high school reunion, you see some shit.
Oh, yeah, their mind has changed. It's so funny. It's true.
Yep. Yeah, dude, there's a really hot chick that I went to high school with. I think she was a grade higher. Super, super hot. Super intimidated to even look at her.
Right.
Now she's a fat dyke. She's a fat lesbian. And she's super nice. I went home to visit my mom, and we had some mutual buddies hooked up, and they were like, hey, so-and-so is going to be here. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then she showed up, and I was like, whoa. But super nice, super cool, was super, like, telling me about her new lifestyle. And I was like, wow, I never would have had a conversation with you before, but you're, like, super nice now.
Yeah, they learn. It's crazy, man. They kind of learn.
Life humbles you. Yeah.
Yep. So all you pretty girls out there that listen to us, if you do, this is a lesson. Write this one down. You know, keep in mind the funny guys earlier in life.
That's right. Don't shit on us.
Yeah. Don't shit on the Pauly Shores, man.
Well, Noah, thank you for sending that in. It's a good perspective. It's kind of like the other one. I'm glad to know that there's still some old school tactics going on out there. That's awesome.
Yes.
So that was it. That was the last email. I enjoyed that. That was fun. Please send more emails. We'll get back to our normal format.
Yeah.
We just wanted to kind of catch up and blast up a whole episode dedicated to emails, which I enjoy. But keep sending them in so we always have a handful of them to kind of end with for our regular format on our shows.
Yeah, yeah. So back to business next week. And, you know, Vibe Tribe, have a good one, man. Smile.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Take care, everybody. We'll see you.
All right, Clark. Love you, buddy.
Love you, bro. See you, man.
Bye.